USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised the interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The result has brought the housing market to a standstill and prompting fears of an imminent recession. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year to combat stubborn inflation caused by government overspending. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress does not act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said that Congress needed more time to reach a deal on funding the government for fiscal 2023, proposing a one-week spending bill to give negotiators time to do their thing.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers today in Congress, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. The Bahamas was expeditiously processing Fried and will promptly return him to the United States, the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Legal Affairs said in a statement. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled the Biden administration cannot force a group of Catholic hospitals and doctors to perform transgender operations. The ruling followed a similar ruling over the summer when the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held that Christian medical organizations did not need to perform abortions. The Patriots beat the Cardinals 27-13 on Monday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Sam Brinton, the Biden administration's non-binary official, twice accused of stealing someone else's luggage from airport terminals, has lost their job at the Department of Energy. It is not known if Brinton resigned or was fired. Russian President Vladimir Putin's health has come into question again, as scheduled events have been canceled recently. On their invasion, a senior U.S. military official said on Monday, Russian troops are using decades-old ammunition with high failure rates, as it erodes through its stockpiles of ammunition. The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
A group of 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night, which may be the largest single caravan so far to cross our southern border. Members of the group are mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. It comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Victoria Idoni.
China is working on a $143 billion support package for its semiconductor industry. The communist nation says it's a major step toward self-sufficiency in chips and to counter U.S. moves aimed at slowing its technological advances. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.